This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, SM versus Curtis Dierling, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. SM. Respondent, V. WD86929, Curtis Dierling, filed June 17, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Adair County, the Honorable Thomas P. Reddington, Judge before Division 1, Gary D. Witt, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Edward R. Ardini, J.R. Judge Curtis Dierling appeals the judgment entering a full order of protection against him and in favor of his former landlord, S.M. Dierling argues the Circuit Court erred in granting the order of protection because the evidence was insufficient to prove that his actions constituted stalking under the Adult Abuse Act. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Two, factual and procedural background. On October 16, 2023, SM filed a petition for order of protection against her former tenant, Dierling, in Adair County. The Circuit Court entered an ex parte, temporary, order of protection based on the petition's allegations that Dierling had stalked, harassed, followed, and attempted to place SM in apprehension of immediate physical harm. On January 16, 2024, the court held a hearing on the full order of protection, during which SM and Dierling testified. The following evidence was adduced at the hearing. 1. In 2023, Dierling was a tenant in an apartment building owned by SM through her company, True Color Properties LLC, in Kirksville. On June 11, 2023, Dierling gave SM a one-month notice that he was vacating his apartment. On June 14, 2023, SM posted a notice on Dierling's front door giving him until July 10th to move out of the apartment. SM also posted a notice requesting Dierling to refrain from being loud and allowing trash to accumulate in the hallway outside the apartment and to place all trash in the building's dumpster. Dierling responded by placing a sign above the notices on his front door stating, 24-hour written notice before contact with us. Castle Law Doctrine enforced beyond this door. No harassment, intimidation, or threatening manner will be tolerated. Go away. Dierling did not vacate his apartment by July 10th and did not pay his rent. Around July 12th, Dierling removed an air conditioning unit and security cameras from the one. We view the facts and reasonable inferences in the light most favorable to the judgment. LLM VU JLG 619 SW3D 593 596 Mo App Wart 2021. 3 building. SM reported the theft, and Dierling surrendered the items after he was confronted by the police. On July 19th, SM was cleaning at the building when Dierling yelled through his apartment door, "It better not be that needy." Dierling then threatened to shoot if SM approached his door. SM called the police later that day because Dierling was openly carrying his guns around the building and had blocked an alley with his car. SM feared that Dierling would cause her physical harm, because there were several other occasions when he came out of his apartment and paced back and forth in front of the building with his rifle. On July 25th, SM sent Dierling an email requesting that he immediately pay the rent or risk, jeopardizing his ability to receive HUD funding in the future. Dierling responded with an email labeled NIGGER Paperwork Curtis D, in which he agreed to vacate the apartment by August 10th if SM would verify his rent payment to HUD. SM forwarded the email to HUD to report Dierling's use of racially harassing language toward her. Due to her fears of violence from Dierling, SM filed a personalized safety plan with a Kirksville medical facility, AT Still University, ATSU, to better protect herself and identify potential escorts when leaving her home or business. In August 2023, SM saw Dierling following her as she was traveling to ATSU, and on occasions when she went to the Truman State campus. Dierling posted flyers at ATSU and Truman, as well as online commentary, to disparage SM and her business. ATSU obtained a no trespass order to prevent Dierling from entering the premises. For even after Dierling vacated the apartment and moved to a town 40 miles away from Kirksville, he continued to seek out SM by driving by her downtown business office. On August 30th, 2023, Dierling drove by several times before getting out of his car, walking around outside SM's business, and taking photographs. The following day, SM had cameras installed for protection. the cameras revealed other occasions when Dierling was outside her business in September 2023. At the conclusion of the hearing, the Circuit Court granted the full order of protection against Dierling on January 11, 2024.